Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cam Newton is brought to you this morning by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Good morning, Cam Newton.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Sensational.
couple things to get out of the way first. Curtis screwed up on getting you the nickname information, so that's not on you. That's on Curtis, Kurt Doggy. We'll work on the nicknames for next week, okay?
Are we serious right now?
Yeah. Why? Are you... Wait, you didn't get the info, right?
What are we talking about? Listen. Just because one person fails, that means another person has to step up their game.
Oh, well.
So therefore, big boogie ready for y'all nicknames, man.
Oh.
Are y'all ready?
Oh, nice.
Oh. Should we do that first or should we do that at the end?
At the end, I think.
At the end?
Yeah.
At the end.
That's exciting.
Are we fully loaded? I heard about Wiggy.
Yeah.
Is he in studio or he
no.
is calling us virtual?
No, he's joining us virtually. He's so obsessed with you that he went out and tried to get the coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm on the mic, man.
While I was doing my research, I can tell you, Wiggy.
Yeah.
And I say this with all respect. Wear your damn mask. How about that? If you wear your mask, you'll be good. I mean, I've seen you on, yep. on your Instagram, which I was very empowered, and you thought you was bulletproof. Just like I thought I was too, and everybody else.
Okay.
If you wear your mask, you're a believer, and then we'll start with that. But right. whenever you guys want it, it's hot off the press, like Krispy Kreme donuts. So you just let me know when you guys are ready. I have my merit behind my nicknames. Mm-hmm. And you just let me know when you're ready, Greg.
All right. We'll do it. Let's do it at the end because I want to talk about that football game. And, I mean, the entire country was picking against you guys last night. Were you guys able to use that for motivation?
No. I mean, we just want to win. That's enough motivation for itself. I think, for us, man, I don't get too much into what people say and how, other people's opinions about what we know has to get done. I just think we responded as a team very well. And I don't want to necessarily get into like what they said versus what we did. They didn't believe us. So, we did X, Y. It's not necessarily important. This is not the first time nor the last time with somebody pick against us. And, we just got to make sure that we're getting better from this point forward as we have been doing these last couple of weeks.
Your answer will probably be the last win is always the best win. But was that your best win with this Patriots team?
No, it's the next win.
What about weather-wise, rank that game as far as games that you've played in weather-wise. Is that the worst?
No. I wouldn't say it's the worst. It was very challenging. And, ball security was at its all-time high yesterday. So, for us, we just have to make sure that, we continue to protect, the gold on the field. And that's the old pigskin. And, you know, at times it's hard to throw. Sometimes it was hard to, you know, catch snaps, field punts, catch, you know, downfield. But at the end of the day, you know, nobody necessarily cares. You know, you just have to do your job. And, you know, I'm just so happy, you know, that we were able to, you know, achieve that in ways that we know we can do, but we just got to keep doing it here moving forward.
Cam, one of the things that you talked about last week about winning against the Jets being contagious, what was the approach, you know, heading into the Baltimore game about keeping that message going, about being able to put, you know, one win together, then put two wins together? I know you've talked about that before. Now you got the second win. What's kind of the approach moving forward here as you guys get ready to head to play Houston?
I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm a prophet. I'm not going to sit up here and say I told you so. I'm not going to sit up here and rat and rave. But I've always believed and still do believe, you know, that we were close, you know. And I do believe that, you know, it only takes one. You know, this NFL season is very fickle already in 2020. And I just know in the regular NFL season that it always has been said that the league changes every 2 weeks. So, you know, no matter how good you feel about your team, no matter how bad you feel about your team, it'd be a different story every 2 weeks. So for us to have gotten that win and to have had close losses and knowing who we are as an offense, defense, and special teams as a whole team, you know, it's just on us to make sure that we still, you know, keep that faith and not go off the assumptions of, you know, what our record is. You know, Coach said it best. You know, we are a good enough team to be better than what our record kind of displays. And, you know, we're just finding that out here, you know, and we'll keep doing the same thing.
Speaking of prophets, last night postgame you were talking about Bill and just how he prepares you guys, you know, in the case of last night, almost as if he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it'll take Julian Edelman to be able to, you know, describe Bill's, you know, feng shui or his whispers that he has. I'm pretty sure, you know, Bill called the football guys and told them to touch that thermometer, you know, cut the wind extremely high and then turn that rain from medium to tsunami, like, you know, when the Baltimore Ravens got that ball last, you know, and it's just good. And in all seriousness, you know, for us to have the preparation all week, you know, at times, you know, I go out there to practice and, you know, I'm hoping, obviously being a captain of this, one of the captains of the team, you know, Coach will give us some insight and say, well, you know, we do have this 70-yard, 80-yard bubble that we're going to use for once, twice, or three times this week. You know, the weather is not ideal. It's kind of windy, cold, and rain. So we're going to use the bubble today. Instead, you know, Coach is like, whatever we get out there, we're going to practice in it. And we had an opportunity to practice in some type of weather like that. And, yeah, I think it was beneficial for us.
Boomer Esiason was on earlier and gave you an A for last night's effort. I'm guessing that the only thing that you might want back or might want to do over on is that throw to Jacoby, who was kind of wide open there in the end zone.
Yeah, it was like throwing a medicine ball, though. But no way. Man, listen, I knew it. I mean, as soon as it left my hand, I was just trying to – it was a couple of those throws, as a matter of fact, last night, where it was just like, bruh, God, take the ball, and hopefully it just gets to the right place. But, you know, man, last night was fun. Winning is always fun. And, yeah, you know, I just wish that if you can convert that, especially playing a good team like Baltimore, you know, a team that's kind of built to – continue their offense, you know, no matter what. We have to score points and put them in the predicament where they're not able to run the football like they were still able to do it, still being down. And I think with that last touchdown, if it was converted, then now I think it pushes the points either from 27 to 30. And, you know, with them having 10 points, now they have to kind of press the panic button a little bit. And we didn't allow them to do that. And that was just on me.
Is this the most fun you've had in your career so far?
Why do we have to get in this game of yet so far career questions where it's just like, man, look, I'm just trying to win so I can stay in good graces, because I do know, you know, that we haven't peaked as a team, let alone peaked, you know, personally. So, you know, for me, I'm just trying to, you know, like I said, get better each and every day. My job as a leader of this team, one of the leaders of this team, is to stay consistent, you know, bring the juice, as coaches say, and that's what I'm trying to do daily.
Cam, one of the things I try to do every week when we talk to you is try to take mental notes and then watch the game and see how you're able to go out there and kind of develop and head in the right direction. One of the things you said you needed to do a better job of a few weeks ago was making better decisions, especially with the football. Last night there were two plays that stood out. There was a play where you hit a check down to Jacob Johnson, and then you also hit him in the flat. And so it was like two of those plays where I was looking, I was like, all right, he was looking and got to his last read, which was a check down. What are you doing differently as far as decision making that's putting you in that position to make those better decisions?
Well, it's simple, you know, having it be a conscientious thought each and every play. And, you know, that's what it is. So for us, or for me personally, you know, the ball touches my hands pretty much 99.9% of the snaps. And, you know, and it in essence comes down to, you know, how I respond to whatever the defense gives me. And, you know, coach calls shots, coach calls these specific plays that it inevitably ends up with me making the final say. And sometimes knowing that if you have a shot play call, if you have a chunk play call, if you have just a play call, you know, it's your job as the quarterback to get the offense in the best situation and leave the field with the ball.
Cam, I know that last week you had said that it was disappointing to not have been able to play in front of fans at Gillette yet, but I'm curious about TV coverage. Do you enjoy the primetime games, and is there any added motivation to perform knowing that the nation's watching?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, every game is pretty much especially being here in Boston, man, you know, The fan support is like second to none. And, you know, not to say where I was before, it wasn't good, because it was, but at the same time, you know, you just try to find any type of competitive nature, you know, to get yourself going. And it is tough sometimes not being able to have a crowd, because that momentum, it's just stale. You know, you got to generate momentum on the sideline with the army that you brought. And, you know, for us, we've been able to generate that enough here, you know, in the last couple of weeks.
As a high school quarterback, did Jacoby Myers lobby Josh for that play last night?
Well, Jacoby can take the humble route. You know, but I know personally, Jacoby is, man, listen, in high school, when he was on my 707 team, Jacoby arguably, without question, could throw it, I would say 65, 70 yards easily, with him having a baseball background, play baseball. And, you know, it was always the short intermediate passes that Jacoby lacked. So when I seen him throw yesterday, I wasn't surprised. I've seen him throw it a thousand times. I was just joking with him when he decided to play, and he heard it, and I was like, well, you know, we got XYZ. And Jacoby looked, and he was like, huh? I said, yeah, we got, you know, the play was called. And then he looks down, and he's like, damn, I got, hold on. So everybody looking at him, look at his gloves. He's like, bro, I got to take off one of my gloves. So he took off one of his gloves. So Ian's like, you want my warm pouch so you can keep your hands dry? He's like, nah. Hey, but hold my second glove too. It was just like we had a moment as an offense in that huddle, because we was coming off a TV timeout, and Jacoby was like, I'm like, bro, relax. And if you don't got nobody, just throw it to your check down, which is me, and I'm going to make something out of it. So when the play was called, when the play was snapped, somebody went straight to me. So I was like, dang, Jacoby, you ain't got nobody. So just throw it. And I was telling him, like, to throw it out of bounds or whatever. But, you know, he ended up making the play. And when I looked at the play, you know, on ESPN, I was like, what was my man doing? He was trying to keep his hands over Berkey's eyes. You know, but it was just fun. And making those plays is something that we're going to need here moving forward a lot, especially getting to the second half of the season.
I mean, it's kind of like Edelman who at this point.
How dare you?
Know
what I mean?
No.
How dare
no.
you?
No, 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 not that. Don't say that. Don't say that, man. Nah.
Well, you got the Texans.
No, that's bad. No, that was.
Texans
no,
on.
No, don't say that.
Texans on Sunday. So if you have started to look at them, what do you got to do?
Win.
Win. Win.
Simple. That's it. You know, let's keep this theme here moving forward, man. And, you know, I know a lot of teams who started off hot, you know, are kind of planking, so to speak, while we just have to make sure that, you know, we keep just getting better. And that's what it's pretty much going to come down to. So for us, it's not necessarily about this. It's not necessarily about that. But the main thing about just getting better. And that's it.
Kurt Doggy has a question for you.
Hey, Cam. Good to hear from you again this week.
Yes.
Great job last night. Question for you. Edelman, how's he look at practice? We were just talking about him. How close do you think he may be? Rumor has it that he's progressing well. Can you confirm?
I can't confirm. He's getting better. He's getting well. And, you know, for him to be everything that he is, and I know he may be listening or he may be having his people listen, you know, he's good, man. Just to see him in good spirits and knowing that we're doing our job as a team. So when he comes back, you know, it's evident that he'll have help at that position. And we just need him to be healthy. We need him to, you know, have that same steez that he's always had, but now being a little bit more healthy, he's now able to cut it loose without necessarily thinking. And I think that's all he wanted, and that's all we wanted as a team. So, you know, for him, man, Julian Edelman is obviously a pinnacle. I would say, you know, a person that's on Mount Rushmore of Patriots history over the years for everything that he has done and what he represents as a player. So, you know, I'm just anticipating the day that he comes back.
Quarterback question of the week for Cam Newton is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, northeastmenshealth.com. And the texter would like to know if you think J.J. Watt is the best defensive player in the NFL.
No, what? What does that have to do with New England Patriots?
I see. All right. So yeah. only the New England. No, don't ask about personnel on any other team.
And I'd say Aaron Donald is pretty good.
Yeah, what are we doing?
It's Cam. It's the way I just read the text messages. I don't know what to tell you. I don't write the questions.
Yeah, but come on. We got to get a better. We can get a better question than that.
All right. Let's see. I can look through the text messages here. Well, here's a text that says, after 20 years of listening to Tom Brady, Cam Newton is an absolute pleasure to listen to. Cam Fever.
That text message come from Curtis? I know that came from, that had to have came from Curtis.
It was my burner.
All right. Before you go, let's
my burner.
Listen, since you put the time in, which I truly appreciate, let's get to the nicknames.
Here we go. All right. So who wants to go first? I figure. Let's say less. All right. When doing my research on my main man Wiggy, yeah, the nickname that I decided to come up with you was Wiggy the Turnip. Right.
Okay.
Ooh.
So every clip on your Instagram is either something where you blasting some good steez, some good music, and I'm liking it. I'm like, bro, Wiggy's coming from a workout. Wear your mask. You know, he's doing something where he's not, you know, abiding by the unspoken
law in 2020, wear your mask. But I'm like, bro, the turn up is real. Like, right. Woody's playing music from Nipsey to everything. Now, I fools with that. And I like it. I love it. So there we go. It's Wiggy the turn up.
I appreciate it.
Don't change the information. And obviously, I love the love that you and your wife have. And that's hard to do coming from a person whose parents are still together after 35 years. So for anybody to have had the long stimulus of success in marriage, the patience.
Right.
I appreciate that,
man. Our number one song is Juicy J. Every time we go out, you know we got a show out.
I'll tell you, every time I go out, you know I got a show out. Hey, okay. So, you know, all right, boom. So that's Wiggy.
Okay.
Who's next?
You want to do Ken Laird?
Say less. Him being a producer, I was like, well, you know, how can we go about this? All right. Then I started doing it. I'm like, well, it's evident. You know, I was going to call him GDK, which stands for Girl, Dad, Ken. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, okay.
He loves his daughter.
All right.
And I was just looking. I was like, man, that's pretty cool, man. Coming from a father myself, man, I appreciate just his softness to his daughter. And I like that. So I'll call him Girl, Dad, Kid.
All right. GDK. Are you sticking with Kurt Doggy for Curtis, or do you want to change that?
No, I want to put Curtis last.
Okay. Oh, ooh, okay. All right. What about
Danielle? Put him last.
What about Danielle?
Okay, Danielle.
Yes.
I had to do some research on that, and this is, you know, I'm a person that's into Greek mythology for what it's worth, and I want to call Daniela Diana. Ooh. And Diana was a Greek goddess of domestic animals. Ooh. There's no doubt about it that Danielle loves her animals.
I do.
From what I saw, a squirrel, I saw a dog, I saw a little rat, what was it, a little hamster?
Yes, Potato. It was Penelope Potato. She's left us, but she was lovely.
I apologize for that. Okay. My condolences.
Thank you, Cam.
But
thank
that's
you, Cam.
What we're gonna, she loved her animals, and Diana was a Greek god of animals, and she was able to actually listen to. She was an animal whisperer. So, for what it's worth, I had thought the name was so fitting for Miss Danielle as Diana. Now, what we do with Diana, we don't want to go the Michael Jackson route with
Dirty Diana.
I don't think we're with a clean Diana. How about that?
All right, clean Diana. Clean Diana.
Let me write that down. I like that. All right. Clean Diana.
All right, so we got we'll save Curtis for last. Go ahead, I'm ready. Go ahead. What do you got for me?
Oh, don't sound so excited.
No, I'm very excited, Cam. I cannot wait.
Okay, I was thinking about it, rolling and scrolling. I was like, man, you know, he is the in essence host, you know, and wanted to respect that. And I was like, well, we can easily call him Boss Man Greg. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to, you know, have any type of hierarchy on the show. I didn't want my man Wiggy to turn up to be feeling, you know, a certain type of way. I didn't want Clean Diana to be feeling, you know, well, it's all about him. So I did even more research and scrolled. I was like, you know what? Greg is a person that if given the opportunity post-COVID, I would really enjoy just a good vibe with him. Because when I scrolled down and did my research, obviously on your social, you have a mixture of good times, good people. You have a mixture of great photos of food. Yeah. And you also have great photos of drink, like alcohol. Like, you know your stuff. So with that being said, I think Greg, the host, nickname, has to be Good Steez Greg.
Okay.
Because it's like the steez that you bring is like, bro, like from the food to, you know, the drinks to, I think you're just all about a good time, a good vibe, that you're a vibe curator. And that has to be mentioned. So that's where we are at.
I kind of like that.
It's good. Now, Steve,
now,
Greg.
I like
now
that.
Cam, what we have to do is we got to educate Greg. Steez means your style, your stilo. So okay. That's what Steez means.
My style?
It's like the vibe. It's like this aura that you present. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you probably use it on or write it in Urban Dictionary, it'll probably say anything about your style. But to go even more further, like it's like your aura. It's like the thing that you kind of do. You know how you talk, mm-hmm. how you walk, right. your mannerism, your characteristic is your steez. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
And,
yeah.
My steez is vibing.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. And I like it.
All right. And then let's get to Curtis. I can't wait on this.
Okay. Here we go. My main man, Kurt. So, all right. When I was looking, I was like, all right, how are we going to get, like, where are we going to go with this one?
I don't know.
And there's no doubt that you have an infatuation with the parts that are not here anymore, which I do respect and love. And I wanted to, you know, have some type of meaning. I didn't want to go the easy route by just calling you Thomas, Edward, Patrick, Brady, the third. I didn't want to do that. So I had to, you know, I was just like, you know, let me kind of keep, let it talk to me. And this name doesn't come by a shot. And the name that I thought was, I was like, I'm going to call him Megamind, because my kids are very into Disney and Pixar and all the characters. And you kind of favor the cartoon Megamind.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
But listen, it has merit. It has merit, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that is great.
It has merit. So I was like, Curtis, I don't want Curtis to think that I'm really trying to take a shot.
Oh, it's
not.
Yes, you are.
But
it's great.
Megamind comes because you're the producer of the show. You're the mind behind the show. One of the minds behind the show.
It bears more than a passing resemblance. Oh my God.
That's fantastic. Best thing ever. Oh man.
You
nailed it.
So I mean, I did my homework, and you know, I'm glad I did not let you guys down, and I think every single nickname has its merit to it, just like everybody nickname on the team. And yeah, that's the way to start the week with Nickname Mondays, and boom, there you have it. So once again, we're gonna go with Wiggy the Turn Up. We're gonna go with Girl Dad Ken. Obviously, we're gonna go with the sensational, the beautiful, clean Diana. Following it up by Good Steez Greg, and last but not least, we're going to go with Megamind.
Well, Cam,
nailed that one.
you absolutely nailed it. Yep. And more importantly, couldn't be happier about last night for you and for this team. And I thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Monday. All right.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a sensational week.
All right.
Later.
That is Cam Newton. We got to get out of here.
All right.
Yeah,
Clean Diana on the move.
Curtis, nailed
Diana.
Absolutely.
You can't say he doesn't do his homework. That was phenomenal.
All right. No crossover today, but it would have been brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Dale and Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.